My name is Audi Rantisi. I am an ordained minister in the Anglican Church. My hometown where I was born, Lydda, Palestine, and now it's called Lydda, Israel. We were evicted of our home in 1948 when the Israelis took over my hometown, and we came here to Ramallah on the West Bank. We lived in a very happy neighborhood. I can trace my ancestry back to the 4th century. When the Israelis took over my hometown, we were kept indoors for 1 week, and on early morning of the 12th of July, 1948, Israeli soldiers came throughout the town. Our door was knocked. My mother went out, and the soldiers outside, they asked her to leave the home open and go. We were led to the mountains. People didn't know where they were going. We didn't take anything with us. We kept walking until we came to a farm, and that had a great wide gate. On the top of it, there were 3 Israeli soldiers, and they were shooting overhead. So the people were really terrified. In front of me, there was a cart, and there was a woman also behind that cart, held her baby in her own hands. And hundreds of people are trying to get through that gate. You can imagine people pushing each other. So the child from the hands of its mother fell, and the wheel of that cart went over its neck in front of me. I'll never forget that awful scene. It took us 3 days to cross the mountains until we reached Ramallah, where it was under Jordanian control. We lived in a refugee camp. We were living in a tent, and it was a vast area full of tents, as far as your sight can carry. We lived in tents for 3.5 years. They were most miserable, uncomfortable, mud grounds, water we had to carry from far off. We had nothing at all. I do miss the simplicity of life. We as Lydda community, we had a very good relationship. Now we became scattered. We had to come to know other people. We have to learn to live in a different way. People who have lost everything, they try their best in order to build themselves up again. And this takes an effort and also a different relationship with others than when people are living in comfort and living happily. So the whole setup was really changed. My father, his dream and his hope to go back to his home, because home is home for him. In fact, my father had the keys of our home with him, and he kept them for a long time. Our eviction have made me, in my whole attitude, my whole looking to the future, made me more determined in a positive way in order to build myself up and in order to help others build themselves up. To sit back and relent what had happened and what is happening, this is no solution. And therefore, this is a challenge. To keep the hope alive is to think of our exile.